Adil Faris Mayad, former head of the South Sudan Broadcasting Corporation, a correspondent for Al Jazeera Arabic TV channel and founder of Junubna TV channel, was picked up by men in uniform last week. His wife, Amira Al-Nawi, confirms her husband was detained by unknown people wearing uniforms.
He said he has coverage work and that he will call me after the work, but he never called back. His phone went off. I was stressed and started sending people to go look for him. At the end, someone came and told my sister that some people came and told him to put off his phone and to go with them. But according to the neighbor who spoke to my sister, he said that Adil was taken by the organized forces. They asked him to put off his phone and go with them. Adil requested the soldiers for him to call his wife first, but they refused.
Daniel Majak, Secretary General of the Union of Journalists of South Sudan, condemned Faris's detention and called on the National Security Service to behave professionally.
Based on our primary investigation, we have learned that he's with National Security, and we clearly express our dismay to the National Security, because the way they are operating now, they are operating like illegal entity when they have the mandate that is given to them by the Constitution. So when you have an allegation leveled against somebody, please, if you need him for questioning, please inform his relative, his lawyer, so that people know that he or so-and-so is with the National Security.
Jock Solomon, a South Sudan freelance journalist, says Faris's detention is an attack on media freedom in South Sudan.
If such things happen to one of our colleagues in the media and being arrested like this, the morale of the media personnel will reduce. This is too much risk, being a media personnel, and challenging. Sometimes you want to work freely, but it's not possible due to such obstacles. I wish our government can collaborate with us, because we are the fourth pillar of the government. The government should know the role of the media in nation building. They should let us talk and share ideas. Let our colleague, wherever he is, be released. This will show that we are a democratic nation and we uphold democracy.
Several calls and text messages to National Security spokesperson David Kumuri went unanswered. Majak says the Journalists Union has written to the National Security seeking an explanation for Faris's arrest.
We have already rendered our request to the office of the spokesperson. If we are given a go-ahead, well, if we are not given go-ahead, we will still go to National Security uninvited and will request we speak to the spokesperson, as well also speak to the DG, so that we can really understand, because these are the two senior media practitioners now with the National Security, Emmanuel Munchol of the DON and him at Adil Faris.
In 2013 and 2014, President Salva Kiir enacted the Media Authority Act, the Broadcasting Corporation Act, and the Rights of Access to Information Act, which constitute the legal framework for the promotion of press freedom and access to information. But these laws have not prevented repeated press freedom violations by the National Security Service. According to the World Press Freedom Index 2024, published by the Paris-based Reporters Without Borders, South Sudan had dropped to 136th position from its ranking of 118th in 2023. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyo reporting from Juba.